notice these first few chapters here, because I'm not going to read these chapters because it's nothing in the world but a genealogy. Notice how it begins. And actually, you have here one of the most remarkable passages that's in the Word of God. The first 9 chapters here contain these genealogies. And in many senses, this is one of the most remarkable passages of the Word of God. Notice how it begins. Adam, Seth, Enoch, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now you've covered a whole lot of ground there in just 4 verses. And these 4 verses are nothing in the world but the names given of these at the beginning. Now that's important to see. It's all important to see. Then you'll notice that you pick up the sons of Japheth. Then you have the sons of Ham. Then you have the sons of Shem. And if you'll notice, the same policy is followed here that was followed in the book of Genesis, that the rejected line is given first, then the line that's to be followed to Christ is given. And in these first 9 chapters, you have the genealogy that brings you from Adam all the way to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in that genealogy you have given in Matthew, begins with Abraham and comes to Christ. In Luke, it begins with Adam and comes to Christ. Now, you have that emphasized here. Then you have the line of Shem, and that line leads to Abraham. Then you have Ishmael's sons given, and the sons of Ketur, and the sons of Esau, and the early kings of Edom, and the dukes of Edom. And then you have given the sons of Jacob. You fall in Israel now. Then you come down to the posterity of Jesse. And Jesse had a son by the name of David. And you're going to follow his line. And that line is important.